Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Oh, I'm excited to have in studio with us today. Mayor Mary Fassbender is here. And yes, this is a crazy time. And yes, we can't deny it. But yes, there is hope in the world. And we are so excited to hear what is going on from the city's perspective. Great to see you.
Sure. Thanks, Mo.
So anyway, today when Dan and I were together, we did some calling of different places, you know, different businesses to kind of hear how they're handling the different changes that have been mandated. And this is a whole new world we're living in. And I'm just curious to know, what are some of the things that the city has been doing?
Sure. It is a very unique moment in history. And as you know, the city is very fast paced, but we're really fast now. I mean, things can change hour to hour. And our staff, I mean, have been tremendous, and they have worked diligently and timeless hours on updating our pandemic plan, which we passed last night at City Council. So I'm very thankful for them. We also did a City of Hastings Declaration of Public Emergency, Health Emergency, which I don't have that answer, but I don't know if that's happened in the very few last years. I don't know when that's been updated either. So in order to do our pandemic update, we had to first accept the declaration. So that is all in motion now. And just for the people's sake, you can get the update of our pandemic plan on our website, hastingsmn.gov.
What are some of the highlights of it?
It's virtually talking about, you know, our spaces, and then from a public safety standpoint, what they have on stock and what, you know, their processes and procedures are for going out to the community. And there's many components to it. It's very long, but it's a very interesting read. And some may say it's boring. I think it's something bright to look for, because it explains everything about our city and for our community, the safety for our community.
And this pandemic certainly is different than a lot of other kind of emergencies that we could be facing. A tornado didn't come through.
Sure.
That's a different kind of reaction.
It is.
You know, a flood or,
sure,
you know, a major fire that came through town. So
what we also did was we had a meeting prior to that just to chat about what is going on and the timing that it is ever so changing. So we did design a task force for the businesses in town to help with maybe human resources and the financial end of the economic part of our businesses. How can we help? As you know, the restaurants are all closed downtown. Most of them, as I know, are doing curbside, which is wonderful. What I feel bad about is I'm a small business owner, so I know how January and February can be, and that's their slow time. And now we're hoping and thinking that March is, spring in the air, everybody wants to get outside.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, that was all canceled. So with March being here, it's a little different picture. So they do need our help to sustain. And, you know, I encourage people, if you don't want to go there, maybe do curbside or buy a gift card, because that money that's coming in now will help them sustain through, you know, these next few weeks, months, who knows what it's going to be. But just be mindful that these small businesses they pour their heart and soul into their businesses, and they're working endless hours because they maybe can't afford to have staff because they don't have the income like they typically would coming in. So we are going to start meeting actually on Friday, and we will try to get some resources for them to reach out to.
Is that the special task force you're talking about?
It is, yeah.
So who's made up of that, please?
It would be Christy Bars from the Chamber, and from Council it's Trevor Lund, Councilmember Fulch, myself, and then two city staff, John Hinsman and Rusty Feifeld, and then Bruce Goblish from Merchants Bank. We wanted to keep it small because, as you know, if you get too many, it's too crowded. Plus, you know, we can't even meet. So we're actually, like I said, doing it through a phone remote. So we have to abide by all that. And
what are some of the things that you're going to look at?
Basically, the resources for these small, for these businesses to maybe go to for some hopeful financial aid. Don't know that there's much out there, as our discussion was last night, but our team is actually working on that now, so we know how can we help them. So,
don't you think it helps being the mayor that you are a small business owner, so you can really relate more to a lot of what this means for, you know, this is a mushroom effect.
It is.
And I don't think people, unless they are business owners, really understand that. People are thinking about, oh, it's a hardship for me to not be able to go to a restaurant. But what if you were the restaurant owner?
Correct. As we know, we are not the only community that is going through this. This is, you know, in our whole state, it's virtually all over the world. So, you know, I remember, as I said earlier, January and February are always tough months, and I knew that in the beginning. So as a small business owner, you have to be prepared for those slow times. And December was a great month because everybody wanted to get their hair done and everybody wants to go out for dinner and there's Christmas parties. But you also, if you're a small business owner, and I'm sure most of them are, we are mindful of what we have coming in the future no matter what. So you have to think out of the box. How can I continue to have something come in, you know, each day as far as income, which they are thinking out of the box with the curbside. I think it would be good for us to support, of course, all of our businesses, but these small businesses, especially within our community. And so many people have stated, and I've seen it myself, how well our community is thriving with our businesses, you know, until this hits. And then you kind of see, you know, downtown, you can virtually see not a whole lot of cars downtown at this point. Well, it does affect our community. It will affect our community. But also with that, I don't think it should be all doom and gloom. We have a lot of good things in our community. Deputy Wilski said last night, he said, you know, turn off your radios, turn off your TVs, don't watch it all. You know, listen to some music, sing, read a book, spend time with your kids. You know, we have to, you know, be grateful what we do have. And I think that's a big part. Well, for me anyway, I'll say it's for me. It's a moment of really self-reflection. And what do I really need? And what do I need? What are my real needs at this point? You know, kindness is so cool. You go to the grocery store, you don't see any bread, but maybe four loaves. Well, don't take all four, just take one. That's what I think this community is about, and that's why I live here. So there's a little bit of sunshine. So council passed last night that anyone that has a suspension of water or utilities will no longer. We are going to
lift that?
Lift that at this point. And so that'll take one little thing off of people's minds, because as you know, we're all conscious of what we have and what we're supposed to do. So I think that was a good movement too. And there again, like I said, I have had so many people reach out to me. What can I do to help? How can I help these kids that don't have a lunch now that schools are closed? To me, that is what Hastings is about.
So what are some of the things, do you know of ways that people are helping?
Well, there again, I think there's a couple areas that people, a lot of the restaurants has said, you know, if your child needs a lunch, you know, just call me and we'll let you know. I mean, there's quite a few of the restaurants, I think, that are doing that. I just had someone reach out to me, and they have a surplus of half pint milk cartons. You know, what are they going to do with them now that school's off this week and next week? So we'll find somewhere for that to go. I've just had other people say, financially, if you know of anybody who needs lunches, or how can I, you know, make lunches and give them? And the list continues to grow. And there again, that is what Hastings is all about. So I know they're unprecedented times, and I think we will get through this, and hopeful. I'm hopeful that it's not going to be too long, but, you know, we never know. We just never know. I had just found out that as far as salons go, I'm a one-chair salon in my home now, which is very beneficial to me because I can be in control of my people coming in and me cleaning after each person. And I respectfully, when I give them their text reminder, please, if you've even been sick, I don't want you here. Please don't bring anything in. And I think there again, people are very mindful. I do know that Governor Walz has closed spas of 10 people or more.
Do we have any of those in Hastings?
Not that large. No, I think the smallest one or the largest one we have might have 4 people, but they don't even work together. They're alternate schedules. So, you know, there's maybe 2 beds in a massage area. So until we hear further, you know, I think the salons are safe and they know. We get our emails from the Board of Cosmetology. They know what they should be doing. We do that anyway. I'm hopeful that we
How do you do the social distancing, though, when you're trying to cut hair?
Yeah, that, you know, that can be a bit challenging. But there again, you know, I tell people, don't be offensive if I spray Lysol before you come in and before you leave. And there again, you know, it's a half an hour for most part. Maybe a foil is an hour and a half. But then just be over clean with them. It's been working for me thus far, so I hope that's good. Again, like I said, this is all new for us, and we'll get through it. Hastings always comes together, as we know. One particular event that sticks in my head so prevalently is the flooding last year. When you see a group of people like that come together, I mean, that's community to me, and that's what Hastings is all about. If there's any recommendation, I would just ask people to continue to follow the CDC, listen to their recommendations, and stay with that. Don't take your news from Facebook or, you know, what else you hear on the street.
KDWA, of course, is always.
KDWA, yes. I'm certain that they're sending the right message, but go to that site. If they can't find it, call City Hall. We'll direct you in the right direction.
So even though the doors of City Hall are closed, the phones are still being
Absolutely.
Answered. Are there any people working?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. There are, of course, our receptionists are working. But like I said, our heads and our departments are working, you know, at this time, some of them remotely. In the future, probably all of them. Because as you know, a city has to continue to move forward. People have deadlines, and we have building developments that are coming in, and we need to keep those going because that process, if it stops, then you virtually have to start all over. And we don't want that to happen for anybody. So there again, I give my hat off to the staff because they're working real diligently to keep the city moving in the right direction and the safe direction.
So when was the last time that the pandemic plan was written looked at even?
17, I believe.
Okay.
So it's done every couple years.
Mm-hmm.
So things change. With the way the world is, things change. And this, of course, is a totally different pandemic plan because of the viral part of it. So they've been working very hard. Very proud of that.
Yeah, I bet. So are your city council meetings going to continue?
Well, our next one isn't until April 6th. So there again, it's day to day. If we don't, we will do it remotely, which is totally legal. You know, as far as our...
Do it by phone, you mean?
Yes. Yep. Yes. And if we have a public hearing, well, we haven't really figured that out yet, but it will all stay consistent to what we need to get done.
And what about other councils, like, or commissions?
Commissions, and they're pretty much canceled. You know, unless there's something under their agenda that they really feel they need to do. At this point, it'll probably, again, be remotely. So yeah, it's crazy, but you know what? It's just so new.
It is.
Everyone. I'm like I said, I'm just very hopeful, and it's a time of like I said, self-awareness and self-reflection, and
And also looking out of self and seeing how we can help our neighbors.
And that's a big part of it, sure. As we know, Hastings is a wonderful community to live in. You know, the sun's shining today, it's outside, it's not that terrible cold. It's a beautiful day, you know, and this is what we want for spring. We just don't have that other component with it. So get outside, enjoy the weather, listen to some good music, try to get your mind off of it, be hopeful, and if anything, if you feel you can help in any way with anything or anyone, just do it, you mm-hmm. know, and I don't think we need anybody to give you permission to be kind and to be helpful to our neighbors. And elderly, I'm concerned about elderly because this is hitting the most. So, you know, I saw a cute little something on the news last night where you can't visit your parents or anything in the nursing home or anything, but a guy went to his dad's place and he sat outside in a lawn chair and they kind of just chatted and looked at each other, and you know what? That's perfect.
That is,
you know,
perfect. Take advantage of Skype and FaceTiming.
Oh, sure.
And Alexa.
Well,
all those things.
A lot of seniors don't have that stuff, but yeah. This too shall pass, as we know, and
crazy times.
It is. I just want the community to know that they are safe. We have things in order. If they have any questions or concerns, absolutely feel free to reach out to me, mayormary@hastingsmn.gov, or my number is 651-587-4867.
We appreciate you coming in today, and we want to thank Mayor Mary Fassbender. And if you do have any questions, do reach out, and it's going to be an evolving process, I know. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.